ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Bava Basra Daf Kuf Nun Beis. The sugya over here discusses the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about a matnas shchivim rasha kosas b'kinyan. And as we'll see, there's a major machlokes. We showed him how to understand this machlokes, the sheet of the Rashbam, which is the sheet of most Rishonim in the sugya, the Ramban, Rabbein Yoina, the Ritva, the Rambuki Yosef. And connected that, we have the Sheet of Tosfos, and as we'll see, there are really two important nekudas which the Rashbam and Tosfos argue about. Now we'll start with the Sheet of the Rashbam. He explains that the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel in the Sugya is talking b'davka in the case of a Matnas Shchivim Rabbi Kulu, not in the case of a Matnas Shchivim Rabbi Miktzas. This is the first important point which the Rashbam says. Now, as we said, most Rishonim hold like this as well. However, the Rishonim add they could also be talking about a case of Metav Machmas Misa. So it's one of these two cases, either Matnas Shchivim Rabbi Kulu or Matav Machmas Misa, but it's not talking about a case of Matnas Shchivim Rabbi Miktas. And the second point which he says is that the Machlokes is lav dafka in the case where the kinyan is written in the shtar, even though that's actually the lashon of the Gemara, Matnas Shchivim Rasha Kosas b'Kinyan, which means that they did a kinyan sudur. That's the sam lashon of kinyan, usually means kinyan sudur, and it's written in the shtar that this kinyan sudur was done. Hakapam, the Rashbam says it's lav dafka. As long as the Kinyan Sudr was done, even if it's not written in the Shtar, the same din applies. And it can even be in a case where there is no Shtar Bechlal. Not every Matnas Shchivimra has to have a Shtar. It could work just with an Amira alone. So if the Shchivimra said that my Nechasim should go to Pliny, and additionally he did a Maisa Kinyan, there also there'll be a Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What exactly is the Machlokes? So the Sheet of Rav is Arkavei Atrei Rikshi. Since the Shchivimra does not have to do a Maisa Kinyan, Dvarav Kiksuv and Kamasurin Dami, now that he went ahead and he did do a Maisa Kinyan, so he has the Milus of a Matnas Shchivimra and the Milus of a Matnas Bari. As the Gemara explains, it has the Mile of a Matnas Bari, Shem Omar Einei Chayzer, and has the Mile of a Matnas Shchivimra, Shem Omar Halvaosei Lepleini, Halvaosei Lepleini. A Bari cannot be Makanem Milval Peh, it has to be done with Maimet Shloshton. A Shchivimra has this Mile that even a Halva could be given over by Matnas Shchivimra. So here as well, it has the Mile of a Matnas Shchivimra and a Halva could be given over also. This is the Sheet of Rav. Shmuel, on the other hand, says, Lo yadan may odin bey, as the Gemara explains later, Shem le gomer la knoisi ele b'shtar v'ein shtar la achar misa. Here, in this case, it's even worse than a regular matnas shchivimra, since he didn't have to do a maisa kinyan. Now that he did go ahead and do a maisa kinyan, perhaps his intentions are that the kinyan should not be chal aydei amira, rather should be chal aydei a kinyan. And how does he want this kinyan to be chal? Al derech matnas shchivimra, which is chal la achar misa. Since he wanted it to be chal aydei a kinyan la achar misa, a regular kinyan l'achar misa does not work. It's only if it's chal ayde amiro. That's why there's a special chiddush that it could even be chal l'achar misa. Now which the lashon of Shmuel is shemer legomer la'knoisei ela b'shtar ve'ein shtar l'achar misa. The words ein shtar l'achar misa mean that a kinyan which is written in the shtar cannot be chal l'achar misa. In other words, it's referring to the kinyan sudur which he did. That's how he wants to make this matana chal. The kinyan sudur was written in the shtar. That kinyan sudur cannot work l'achar misa. Now, according to the Rashbam, Lemaisa, it's difficult. Why does the Gemara use this lashon of Ein Shtar L'Achar Misa? The Rashbam says the case doesn't have to be talking about Bechlal that there was a Shtar. L'chor, the Gemara should have said a lashon of Ein Kinyan L'Achar Misa. And the truth is, if one takes a look in the Shulchan Aruch and on this din, L'chor Shemishpat Simin Reish Nun Sif Yedayin, this is the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Kinyan L'Achar Misa. So, a number of you trying to bring a terrace to this kasha, why the Gemara uses this lashon of Ein Shtar L'Achar Misa? The Ritva, the Muk Yosef, and others. They say the Gemara is telling us in Eri Chiddush that even a kinyan which is kosav b'shtar, which b'etzim should have been chal la'achar zman, here cannot be chal because it's la'achar misa. They explain that b'derech chal, if one makes a kinyan with a sudar to be chal la'achar zman, for example, if a person wants to sell something to be chal la'achar shleishim yoim, and the kinyan which was done is a kinyan sudar, the din is that the kinyan cannot be chal because it's kolsa kinyona. A kinyan sudar is something which is done and immediately over with, there's nothing which remains, and therefore, if the kinyan is not chal immediately at the time of the Maisa Kinyan, it cannot be chal at a later point. This is a Gemara Nedarim, Daf Memches Amud Beis, as opposed to, for example, a kinyan of Kesef. The other din is that you could do a kinyan Kesef to be chal at a later point. There is no din that it's kolsa kinyana. Rakapanim over here, the Rishonim say, the Gemara is trying to say that even if you did a kinyan sudur in a way that it would not be a problem of kolsa kinyana, because the case is that you wrote the kinyan sudur into the shtar, still over here it will be a problem because the kinyan cannot be chal la'achar misa. In other words, the Rishonim are understanding that in the case where a person did a kinyan sudar and they wrote it into the shtar, since the shtar is still around, would not be a problem of kol sekinyona, and the kinyan can be chal alachar's man. We won't be marich about this now, but we'll just point out that this is a chiddush. Rosh Hashanah compared this to a case of a kinyan b'shtar. A kinyan b'shtar does not have the problem of kol sekinyona, and I understand that here will be the same thing. A kinyan sudar which is written in the shtar also could be chal alachar's man. The chiddush over here, one could have argued, since not using the shtar to make the kinyan was done with the sudar, and as far as the sudar is concerned, it would be kol sekinyona. What difference does it make the fact that it's written in the shtar? Ragapam, this is how the Rishonim understand, and this is how they explain the Lashon of the Gemara, Ein Shtar Lachar Misa. The Gemara means to say that even though this Kinyan Sudar does not have a problem of Kol Sekinyono, because it's written in the Shtar, but still it cannot be Chal Lachar Misa. Ragapam, this is the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel says, like Dan my Odin Bey, because perhaps his intentions are the Kinyan should only be Chal Lachar Misa, and therefore Shmuel holds L'maisa that the Matana is not Chal at all. We'll just add Derech Agav, a side point, that even though the Lashon of Shmuel is Shemur Legomer Lachnoise El B'Shtar, it's mashma that it's a Sofik, perhaps the Shechiv Mera's intentions are that it should be Chal Aide the Kinyan Lachar Miso, and this is the Lashon of the Ramam as well. The Ramam says Shemur Legomer Lachnoise El B'Shtar, Rak upon him, as far as the Halacha, since it's a Sofik, the Klal will be a Mitzvah Mechaveri Olive Araya, and the Makabah will not get the Matana. As far as whether Tfisa helps, so this is discussed in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Reish Nun, Sif Katan Vav, he quotes B'Shem the Negdi B'Yehuda, that since L'maisa it's a Sofik, if the Mekabu Matana is Teifis, Tafas Ein Mitzi Neisim Miyadai. Agapam, to get back to the Iker Sheet of the Rashbam, as we said, the Rashbam mentions two important points. Firstly, the Machaik is Dafka by a Matana B'Kulu, not by a Matana B'Miktas. And secondly, he says, it's Lav Dafka if the Kinyan is written in the Shtar, even if the kinyan is done shloi b'shtar, or even if there was no shtar b'chlal, this machlokes will still apply. And as we said before, these two points of the Rashbam are totally zeh b'zeh. And the reason for that is because the Rashbam says the machlokes cannot possibly be in a case of a matnas shchirim rabbi miktas. Firstly, the Rashbam says if the machlokes was b'miktas, it would have said so. It would have said matnas shchirim rabbi miktas shikosas b'kinyan. The stam loshen is mashma that he gave away all of his nechasim. And furthermore, he brings a raya from the Mishnah. And Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis in the Reisha, it says that if he was Sharikar Kakoshu Matnosi Kayemes, which means to say that he cannot be Chayzer, that's the din of Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas. And the Rashbam says the Mishnah does not differentiate between whether a Maisa Kinyan was done or was not done. Akarcha, even if there was a Maisa Kinyan, still the Mishnah tells us that the Matana is Niskayim. And if how could Shmuel possibly say Lo Yadan May Odin Bey, Shemur LeGomer LaKnoisa El Bishtar VeEin Shtar LaAchar Miso? The Mishnah itself is Mavur that by Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas, even in the case where there was a kinyan, still the din is that the matana is chal. Now, if we take a look over here at the lashon of the Rashbam, his lashon is hatnan b'masnisin stoma shayar karek kolshu matnosi matana v'loy maflik bein kosov b'shtar kinyan bein loy kosov b'toychoy. The lashon of the Rashbam is that the Mishnah does not differentiate between a case where the kinyan is written in the shtar and a case where there is no kinyan written in the shtar. And the Achronim explain what the Rashbam means to say in this line is, if we're going to suggest that the din of Shmuel is true even by Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas, then we're going to be forced to say that the Pshat and the Risha of the Mishnah, Shayar Karka Kolshu, which is a Matana B'Miktas, since we do know that the case of the Risha is where there was a Maisa Kinyan, as the Rashbam brings later on, the Maskara Segemar Daf Kufn and Aleph Amud Beis is that Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas always needs a Kinyan. If we're going to say that Shmuel is true even by Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas, then we're going to be forced to say that there's a chiluk between whether the Kinyan was written in the Shtar, but the Kinyan was not written in the Shtar. And this Rashbam says is not mistaber, because the Mishnah does not differentiate. If there was such a chilek, the Mishnah would have to speak it out clearly. In other words, what the Rashbam is saying is, since we do not want to differentiate between these two cases, where the Kinyan was written in the Shtar and the Kinyan was not written in the Shtar, therefore we're left with the kasha, how could Shmuel say that a matnas shchirimah which has a Kinyan, the din is that the matana is nachal, that lechur is a steer to the ratio of the Mishnah. Therefore, the Rashbam is forced to say that the whole machlokes Rav Shmuel is not in the case of Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas, it's dafka in the case of Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Kulu. Now, what is the svar to be mechalik between Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas and Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Kulu? Why should it be that the sheet of Shmuel, that were chayshish, his intentions are only to give the kinyan lachar miso? Why should that be dafka in a Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Kulu and not by Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Miktas? So the Rashbam himself explains this. Further down the Amr and Dibur Maschul Yodano Ma'idun Bey, he explains that dafka in the case of Matnas Shchirim Rabbi Kulu, where he didn't have to do a Maisa Kinyan, there why did he go ahead and do a Kinyan if he didn't have to? Rechayshu, that this proves his intentions are, he does not want it to work with the regular klal of Matnas Shchirim Rabbi, which is Dvarav Kik Sufinik Umasurin Dami. He wants that it should be done al-day his Maisa Kinyan, And what exactly does he want to do with his Maisa Kinyan? He wants to do the same thing which would have been Chal al yedei the Mat Nashchiv Merah. A Mat Nashchiv Merah is Chal l'achar Misa, he's trying to do the same thing al yedei his Kinyan. And if that's what his intentions really are, the Matana will not be Chal b'chlal, because ain't Kinyan l'achar Misa. This is if it was a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu. If however it was a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas, over there he had to do a Maisa Kinyan. As we said, that's the Maskana Segemara on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from Adbeis, that a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas is not Dvarav K'ksuvin K'masurin Dami. He has to do a Maisa Kinyan. When he does this Maisa Kinyan, there's no reason to assume that his intentions are it should only be Chal L'achar Misa. Kepshuta, his intentions are that it should be Chal right away. Therefore, there is no problem of Kinyan L'achar Misa. When we can take a look at the first Marsha on Taisus Dibur Maschal Mat Nashchiv Merah, he stresses this point. This is how he explains the Shita of the Rashbam. The chiluk between a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu and a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas. Why Shmuel's Shita is dafka by a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu and not by a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas? Akapam, this is what the Rashbam says. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is by Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu. And we should just stress this whole nidin is legabe the Shita of Shmuel. As far as the Shita of Rav is concerned, who says Arkav Yal Trei Rikshi, there surely the din is not negay by Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas. Rav would not be able to say Harei ke Mat Nashchiv Merah, Harei ke Mat Nasbari. A Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas, which needs a kinyan, kipshut, it does not have the miles of a Mat Nashchiv Merah. For example, you would not be able to give over a halva with a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas. This is the pashtus. Well, there is a tzad in the achrayim to say not like this, but that's a chiddush. According to the pashtus, a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas does not have the miles of a Mat Nashchiv Merah. So legavi the sheet of Rav, surely that which he said, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, is referring to a case of a Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu. Like upon what we're focusing on now is the sheet of Shmuel. And in the Shita of Shmuel, the Rashbam says, his din is only true in the case of Mat Nashchiv Merah b'kulu, not in the case of Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas. This is the Shita of the Rashbam in the Sugya. Now, Taisus over here asks a number of kashas on the Rashbam. We'll mention a few of the kashas. Firstly, he asks, according to the Rashbam learns the Sugya, the Seifa of the Mishnah, which Kapshuta is also talking about where Maisa Kenyan was done, Dumya de Reisha, just like the Maskana Segemara, that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, where it was Shari Karka Kol Shehu, the Mishnah says the Matana is Niskaim, Akarcha is talking about a Kinyan because we hold the Mat Nashchiv Merah b'miktas Boi Kinyan. And since the Reisha is talking about a Kinyan, Vistama the Seif is also talking about where there was a Maisa Kinyan. If so, how could the Mishnah say that if he was not Mishar Karka Kol Shehu, he could be Chazer? Lachar, according to Rav, since he wrote a Kinyan in the Shtar, then his Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, he gave the mile of a Mat Nasbari and he should not be able to be Chazer. And additionally, Taisus asks, the Shita of Shmuel is also difficult from the Seif of the Mishnah. The truth is, if one takes a look at Taisus is not so clear that he's asking this kasha, but this is the way the Marsha understands the kasha of Taisus. Taisus is asking that the Seif is difficult on Shmuel as well. Again, if the Seif is talking about there was a Kinyan, Dumya Dereisha, how could Mishnah say, Ein Matnosi Matana, which as we see throughout the Sugya, that means to say he could be Chazer if he gets better. Lachar, even if he did not get better, according to Shmuel, the din should be that the Matana is Nachal, because Shemar Leigomer Lachnoise El Bishtar, Ein Shtar La'achar Misa. This is how the Marsha understands the second kasha of Taisvis on the Rashbam. Now before we go on to Taisvis' own pshat, how are we going to answer these kashas for the Shita of the Rashbam? So as far as the second kasha of Taisvis, Taisvis himself points out that it's not so difficult, there is a possible teretz, and that is that you could say according to the Rashbam, that the case of the Mishnah according to Shmuel is b'miyapa koichai. He wrote in the Shtar that the point of the Kinyan is not to take away from the koichai of the Mat Nashchiv Merah, just to add an additional koich. If so, according to Shmuel, in the Seif of the Mishnah, even though there is a Kinyan, still the din will be that the Mat Nashchiv Merah is chal, it will not be a problem of a Shtar L'achar Misa. Taisus does not like this. He says it's a doichik to explain the Mishnah that way. Rakhubam, that's the chair we'll have to say b'das the Rashbam. However, as far as the kasha, which Taisus asks, according to the Shita of Rav, how is he going to understand the Seif of the Mishnah? That seems to be more difficult. However, as we'll see, there are a few terutzim that the Rishayim already give to answer this kasha. Taisus in Ksubis, Nun Hei Amir Beis, Dibur Maschal Mat Nashchiv Merah, Taisus over there discusses the same Indian as our Taisus, and Taisus quotes B'Shem the Riva, who learned the Sugya Derech the Rashbam, and he explains according to the Rashbam how we can answer the Seif of the Mishnah. Yes, the Chair is difficult both according to Rav and according to Shmuel, and he answers this Kasha by saying that the Machoikis Rav and Shmuel is specifically by Kinyan Sudar. That's what Rav says, Arkavei Atrei Rikshi, and Shmuel says, Leodana my Odin Bey. Ashenk, in the case of the Mishnah, we could say, he's not talking about a Kinyan Sudar, rather he did some other form of Kinyan on the Karka, for example, a Kinyan Chazaka. And Taiz explains, the Machoikis Rav and Shmuel is Dafka by Kinyan Sudar, the Pshat is, because Stam Kinyan Leksiva Oimed, when you do a Kinyan Sudar, the normal thing is that afterwards it's written down in the Shtar, and the Shtar is given over as a Raya. Therefore, over there, Shmuel says, Shem really gomer l'knesa el b'shtar v'ein shtar l'achar misa. Perhaps his intention is that the kinyan should not be chal until they actually write up the shtar and give it over. That's only done l'achar misa. Therefore, according to Shmuel, the matana is not chal, but that's a specific svar l'gabe kinyan sudar, where we say, stam kinyan l'ksiva oimed. Hashenkin a kinyan chazaka, there is no klal that l'ksiva oimed, and therefore Shmuel is moideh, there is no chash that his intentions are the kinyan should only be chal l'achar misa. And in Rav as well, Taisa says, that which Rav says, Arkaver Chai Rikshri, that he means to be Miyape Koyach, that the Matana should have the Milus of a Matnas Bari as well. Again, it's Dafka by a Kinyan Sudar, which is Nita in the Kosev. Otherwise, we don't assume that he means to be Miyape Koychai. The Tvov here also says the Teretz to this Kasha. He says that Rav will learn the Mishnah. The case is talking about where he gave over the Matana Bishtar. It was a type of item which could be Nikna Bishtar, like Karka. Therefore, there wasn't Maisa Kinyan. For that reason, in the ratio of the Mishnah, where it was Shaya Karka Kol Shehu, then is the Matana is Chal, even though we hold that Matna Shechim Rav Mikzas Boi Kinyin, the Kinyin which was done was the Kinyin Shtar. And that the Seif of the Mishnah says that if it was Loi Shir Karka Kol Shehu, it was a Matana Bakulu, then the din is, if he gets better, he could be Chayzer. Over here, you don't have Arkavei Chai Rikshi, according to Rav, because there was no additional Kinyin other than the Shtar itself. In other words, both the ratio and the Seif of there was a Kinyin, the Kinyin was the Shtar itself. But since there was no separate Maisa Kinyan, there Rav does not say that it has the Maila of a Matnas Bari, Le'inyan and Omar Einay Chayzer. Another possible Mahalach to answer the Rashbam is based on that which Taisus says later on in Dibur Maschel Shochulei at the bottom of the Omid. Taisus brings B'Shem Rabbein Yaakov, Rabbein Utam. The Rashba quotes is also B'Shem Rabbein Utam. Rabbein Utam learns that according to Rav, you have to say that there's a chil between the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah. Even though the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about that there was a Kinyan, the Seifa HaKarach is talking about that there was no Kinyan. Taisa L'maisa is Matchadis, he says it's difficult to be Mechalik the Mishnah this way. He says, if only the ratio is talking about that there was a Kinyan, and now which the ratio says, Shayar Karka Kol Shehu Matnosi Matono, the din will also be true if he was not Shayar Karka Kol Shehu, because once a Kinyan is made, and Rav holds that when there's a Kinyan, then even if it's a Matono Bekulu, still the din is he cannot be Chayzer. Now, which it says in the Sefer there was Loi Shayar Karka Kol Shehu, Ein Matnas Matana, he could be Chayzer. Since it's talking about that there was no Kinyan, then the din would also be true that if he was Meshayar, even a Matana B'Miktas also Ein Matnas Matana, the Matana would not be Chal because there was no Kinyan. The Mishnah should have differentiated between a case where there was a Kinyan and a case there was no Kinyan, instead of differentiating between a case where he was Shayar Karka Kol Shehu and Loi Shayar Karka Kol Shehu. Rakabam, this is how Rabbeinu Tam learns B'das Rav. And we mentioned one more Mahalach from Rabbeinu Yena. This Rabbeinu Yena is earlier on in Daf Kuf Memvav Amud Beis. We mentioned this Rabbeinu Yena previously a few times. Rabbeinu Yena is Mechadish that which the Gemara concludes on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, that Matnas Shechim Rabbi Mikzas Boi Kinyan, that really is totally on the Shaila. What is the Makar that Divrei Shechim Rak Iksuvin Kimasurin Domi? Is it a Din Dereisa or is it a Din Derabanan? The Gemara in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph brought Shitas, which brought a Raya from Psukim to this Din of Matnas Shechim Rak Iksuvin Kimasurin Domi. On Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara brought Rava Amar of Nachman that it's a Din Derabanan Kadesh Le Titra of Daitai. Akapar Rabbein Yenya says that if you hold that Matnas Shechim Rak Iksuvin Kimasurin Domi is a Din Dereisa, that which you do not need a Kinyan that's learned from a Pasuk, then it would be true even by Matnas Shechim Rabbi Miktas. Even though Matnas Shechim Rabbi Miktas, there is no Umdina that is giving it Machmas Misa, we assume that he's giving it B'chol Oifin and therefore the Din is in Omar Einay Chayzer. Still, even though he's giving the Matana Shaloi Machmas Misa, since L'maisa he has the status of a Shchimra, we learn from Psukim that any Matna Shchimra you don't have to do a Maisa Kinyan. The Aush Tigmar says the Maskon and Dafkuf Nanal from Medbeiz that Matna Shchimra B'miktas Boi Kinyan, the Pshat is because the Maskon we hold like the Shita that the Makar of Dvarav Kiksuvin Kumasurin Dami is not from Psukim, it's a Din Darbon and Kadesh like Titra of Daitai, and for that reason only when he's giving it Machmas Misa, that's where we have this Takana Darbonon. By Matna Shchimra B'miktas, where we don't assume he's giving it Machmas Misa, there is no din, there is no chash of kadesh like titra of daitai. Therefore, he has to do a kinyan. And based on this, Rabbeinu Yonah says we can answer the shita of Rav. That since in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara brings Rav Zera b'shem Rav minayin lematna shchim rashim min atayra, and the Gemara goes on to bring a pasuk. According to that, if Rav actually holds that the din of dvar kiksuvin kumusurin dami is not a din darban, rather it's a din dereisa, if so, Rabbeinu Yonah says Rav would hold la halacha that even matna shchim rabbe miktas does not need a kinyan. Not like the Maskanas of Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Aleph from Abayz. And if that's the case, the whole kasha that Taisus asked on the sheet of the Rashbam, that since the ratio of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Nun Vav Abayz, the case of Shir Karka Kol Shehu, that has to be talking about the Kinyan, The Stam of the Seifa also is talking about a case where there's a Kinyan. And if so, how could the Seifa of the Mishnah say that if it's Loi Shir Karka Kolshuhu, Eimat Nosei Kayemes, the Chor according to Rav, Mat Nashkrim Rabbe Kulu, where there's a Kinyan, we say Akaveh Trey Rikshi, why should the Shkrim be able to be Chayzer if he gets better? The Chor this Matan has the mile of a Mat Nasbari. The Teret says that according to Rav, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Vav does not have to be talking about where a Kinyan is done, because Rav himself holds that even Mat Nashkrim Rabbe Miktas does not require a Kinyan. Therefore, that Mishnah of the Reisha is not talking about a Kinyan. The Seifa also does not have to be talking about a Kinyan. And therefore, there is no Kasher Bechlal, why there should be Akaveh Trey Rachshi in the Seifa of that Mishnah. Akapam, these are four Terutzim for the Rashbam, how Rav is going to learn the Seifa of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Sheet of Taisis in Ksubas Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, that the whole din of Rav is Dafka by a Kinyan Sudar, not by other types of Kinyanim, and the Mishnah could be talking about a Kinyan Chazaka. The second Terutz from the Ritzva, the Mishnah Kuf Mem Vav could be talking about a case where there's no separate Kinyan other than the Kinyan Bishtar. So it's talking about that it was a Maisa Kinyan, which would work by Mat Nashchimah B'Miktas. The Shtar itself was doing the Kinyan, but we know Din of Akaveh Atrei Rechshi. Now we said the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, they have to be Madchik that even though the Reisha is talking about there's a Kinyan, the Seif is talking about that there was no Kinyan. And finally we said the fourth Teretz from Rabbeinu Yoino, the way Rav himself learns that Mishnah, it doesn't have to be talking about that there was a Kinyan. HaKabam, to get back to the Sheet of Taisis in the Sugya, so we mentioned a few of the Kashas that Taisis asks in the Rashbam, and Taisis brings B'Shem the Ri a different Mahalach in the Sugya. The Ri says the case of the Gemara, Mat Ashrim Rashikosu by Kinyan, is Bedafka. We're talking about specifically a case where there was a Shtar, and in the Shtar, it was written that a Maisa Kinyan was done. That's what Rav says, Arkivtai Tri Rikshi, for the fact that they made sure to write the Kinyan into the Shtar, it's clear that his intentions are, it should have the Milos both of a Mat Nashrimra and the Milos of a Mat Nasbari. That's what Rav says the din will be, that even if it's a Matana Bekulu, where the din is that a Shrimra could be Chayzer, here he cannot be Chayzer. And that Shmuel argues, and Shmuel says, the Kinyan is not Chal at all, because Shemar Ligom Laknoisei Elo Bishtar V'Ein Shtar La'achar Misa. Since he did make a Kinyan, he was not Seimech on Dvar Kekesuvin Kamusurin Dami, and he wrote a Shtar, that leads us to conclude that he only means the Kinyan should be Chal after the Shtar is given over, and Ein Shtar La'achar Misa. Now Taisib Hemshech is Mevur, that according to Shmuel, his din of Lo Yidano Ma'idin Bey, that's true even if the Kinyan is not written in the Shtar. Although in Rav, Taisis does learn that it's Dafka if the Kinyan is written in the Shtar, according to Shmuel, it does not have to be that the Kinyan is written in the Shtar, but it does have to be that there was a Shtar and there was also a Kinyan. The two factors together tell us, according to Shmuel, that we should be Chayshish, maybe he only wants the Kinyan to be Chal al-Achar Misa. If there was no Shtar Bechlal, then Shmuel is Meide, that the Matana is Chal, and this way Taisis is still different than the Rashbam. According to the Rashbam, even if there was no Shtar Bechlal, Shmuel will also say that since he didn't make the Kinyan and were Chayshish, his intentions are the Kinyan should only be Chal al-Achar Misa. Taisis says that if there's no Shtar Bechlal, there is no such Chashash. That's Beduik in the Lashon of the Gemara. This is the Kasha that Taisis asked in the Rashbam. The Lashon of the Gemara is Ein Shtar L'Achar Misa. According to Taisis, it's Bedafka. Shmuel's din is only true if there is a Shtar. But again, it doesn't have to be that the Kinyan is written in the Shtar. Taisis says that it's a Kol Shekein. If in the case where the Kinyan is written in the Shtar, then there would be a tzad to say that his intentions are to be Miyapa Koichai, like the Sheet of Rav. If even over there Shmuel says that we don't say he means to be Miyapa Koichai, and there's a chashash of Ein Shtar L'Achar Misa, Kol Shekein, if there was a Kinyan but it's not written in the Shtar, therefore sure the din is that we're Chayshish, his intentions are, it should be only Chal L'Achar Misa. So what comes out according to Taisis is, the actual case which Rav and Shmuel were talking about was the case where the Kinyan was written in the Shtar. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, Mat Nashchiv Mashakovsuba Kinyan. That's where the Rav says, Arkivei Atri Rikshi, and Shmuel says, Leidan Ma'idin Bey. But the truth is, Taisis says, according to Shmuel, his din would even be true if the Kinyan was not written in the Shtar. If, however, there was no Shtar at all, there Shmuel would not say that the Matan is Batal. There he would be masking that there's no Chash, that the intentions are, it should be Chal al-Achar Misa. By adding this point, that Shmuel's din is true even if the Kinyan is not written in the Shtar, Taisis answers the Raya that the Rashbam brought in the end of Dibur Maschol Shekosas Bakinyan. The Rashbam brought a Raya from the bottom of the Omud. The Avish Gemara asks on Shmuel from the member of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shechiv Mera Shekosav Kon Chosav La'achirim Afal Pi Shekonu Miyodoy Omad Chayzer. The Gemara asks the Syrian Shmuel over here, because you see that if he would not get better, the Kinyan would be Chal. L'chair according to Shmuel, even if he would not get better, still you should say the Kinyan is not Chal. From here the Rashbam proved that Shmuel's din is true even in the case where the Kinyan is not written in the Shtar. So Taisis answers this by saying, Ein Echanami in Shmuel, Taisis is Maskim, that his din is true even if the Kinyan is not written in the Shtar. Dafka Rav's din is specifically in a case where it's written in the Shtar. Shmuel's din is true, even if it's not written in the shtar. However, Tosfos still does hold that Shmuel's din has to be dafka in a case where there was a shtar written. The Brais over here is talking about such a case. Shechiv Rashi Kosov Kon Chosov. There was a shtar written, just the kinyan was not in the shtar. So there Shmuel would hold that the kinyan is nachal because it's intended to be chal al achar misa. But in the case where there was no shtar bechal, there Shmuel would be masking that the kinyan is chal. Now, as far as how to learn the Mishnah, so as we saw, the Rishbam was forced to be mechalik that the whole machlekes Rav Shmuel is dafka by matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, not by matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas, because he's bothered how is Shmuel going to learn the ratio of the Mishnah. The ratio is talking about a matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas, and it's talking about whether there was a kinyan done. According to Shmuel, the matana should not be chal. Therefore, the Rishbam was forced to be mechalik that the whole machlekes is dafka by matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, not by matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas. Tosfos says that according to his pshat, you don't have to say that the machlekes is specifically by matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu. It could even be talked about by matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas. And still, machlekes Rav and Shmuel would not be negay in the case of the Mishnah. So according to Rav, it's pashut, since the whole din of Rav of Arkevei Atrei Rikshi is only true in a case where the kinyan is written in the shtar, so the Mishnah could be talking about in a case where the kinyan was not written in the shtar. Both the ratio of the Mishnah and the seifa of the Mishnah, even if they're talking about that there was a kinyan, but since it was not written in the shtar, Rav would not say Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. Therefore, in the seifa of the Mishnah, where it was matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, the Mishnah says the din is a mamad chayzer, Rav would be maskim to that. Here Rav would not say that it has the koich of a matnas bari, since the kinyan was not written in the shtar. And as far as the sheet of Shmuel Lachar is more difficult to understand how is he going to fit with the Mishnah, because Kepshuta, the Mishnah is talking about in a case where shtar was written. As we explained, Shmuel's din of Leidan and Ma'iden Bey, that's true both in the case where the kinyan was written in the shtar, and the case where the kinyan was not written in the shtar. Lachar, both the Reisha and the Seifa of the Mishnah are difficult, both by Matana B'Miktas and by Matana B'Kulu. The Mishnah is mavur that in both cases the Matana is Chal. The only difference is that in the Reisha, where it's a Matana B'Miktas, in Mamad Eini Chayzer, in the Seifa Mamad Chayzer, by Akopan, according to Shmuel, Lachar, in both cases, then should be the Matana is Nachal, since the Shtar was written and a Maisa Kinyan was done. So here there are really two ways to understand what exactly is Tosfos' intention. How does Tosfos mean to answer this kasha from the Mishnah? The Mashal goes with one Mahalach. Mashal understands that Tosfos means to explain the case of the Mishnah is where it was b'miyabes koichai. There Shmuel's moida that there's no chshash of ein shtar la'achar misa. The Lashon of Tosfos is not so mashm like this. Tosfos seems to not want to explain that the case of the Mishnah is b'miyabes koichai. One could take a look at the Mashal over here, how he understands b'das Tosfos. But there is another Mahalach. If one looks in the Kibbutz Shurim over here, Ois Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, he brings the Mashal, but he says a different pshat. He says, according to Tosfos, we'll have to say the case of the Mishnah is that there really was no shtar kinyan, even though the Mishnah does use the lashon of kosev, shchiv rashi kosev kol nechosev la'achirim, doesn't mean that he's writing it as a shtar, rather he's writing it as a tzava. Therefore, since there is no shtar over here, Shmuel's chash that maybe his intentions are to be makna la'achar misa, and ain't shtar la'achar misa, here you do not have that. Therefore, here Shmuel we mask him that the matana is chal, in the ratio where it was a matna shchiv rabbi miktas, it's chal even if he does get better, in the seifa only if he does not get better. But Akabanim, either way, despite the fact that the Mishnah is talking about where there was a kinyan and there was a ksiva, but since it was not a ksiva shtar, you don't have the din of Shmuel. So just to summarize the machlokes between the Rashbam and Tosfos over here in the sugya, we saw the Rashbam makes two points. Firstly, he says the machlokes Rav Shmuel is dafka by matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, not by matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas. We explained the chilik is that matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas, where he had to write a kinyan, there is no chash that his intentions are it should be chal only la'achar miso. The Rashbam does not want to differentiate between a case where the kinyan is written in the shtar or the kinyan is not written in the shtar, or even if there is no shtar bechlal. Therefore, the Rashbam had a kasha from the ratio of the Mishnah. Since the Mishnah is talking about where there was a ma'isa kinyan, how could it be according to Shmuel that the matana is chal? This forced the Rashbam to say the machlokes is dafka by matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, not by matnas shchivim Rabbi Miktsas. As far as the seifa of the Mishnah, which Kepshuta is also talking about where there was a ma'isa kinyan, similar to the ratio. If so, the kasha is difficult according to Rav. How could the Mishnah say that if it's a matnas shchivim Rabbi Kulu, im amad chayzer l'chayr, we should say Arkevei Atrei Rikshi? So here we saw a number of terutzim. Tosfos in Ksuba says the Rav's din of Arkevei Atrei Rikshi is only in case of a kinyan sudar, and the Mishnah you could say is talking about a case where there was a kinyan done on the karka, a kinyan chazaka. Or another pshat we saw from the Ritva, the kinyan in the Mishnah could be the shtar itself. The shtar would be used as a shtar kinyan. It could work for types of items which can be nikne b'shtar, like karka, but since there was no separate ma'isa kinyan, there Rav would not say his din of Arkevei Atrei Rikshi. And thirdly, we brought from Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that according to Rav Lishitasai, who holds that matnas shchivim works midaraisa even without a kinyan, Rav could learn the whole Mishnah is talking about even without a ma'isa kinyan. Even the ratio where it's a matna shchim rabbi miktas, even there Rav would hold you don't need a ma'isa kinyan. Not like we hold la halacha that by matna shchim rabbi miktas you do need a ma'isa kinyan. That's only because we hold that dvarav keksuvin kemesurin is a din drabanan. That din drabanan only applies by matna shchim rabbi kulu. Akapam, this is the sheet of the Rashbam in the sugya. The machlokes Rav Shmuel is dafka by matna shchim rabbi kulu. It makes no difference if the kinyan was written in the shtar or was not written in the shtar, or even if there's no shtar bechlal. The Shita of Tosis argues on Nashbam on two nekudes, as we explained. First thing he holds, the case of the Mishta could be even by Matna Shchim Rabbi Miktas. And as far as whether it's Bedafka in a case where the kinyan is written in the Shtar, so here there's a chilek between Rav and Shmuel. Rav's din of Arkaveya Tri Rikshi, Tosis holds, is Dafka if the kinyan is written in the Shtar. That's when we say that he's coming to be Miyapik Koyach and to give the Koyach to this Matana, both of a Matna Shchim Rabbi and the Koyach of a Matna Zbari. As far as Shmuel's din, that Tosis holds is both in the case where the kinyan is written in the shtar and in the case where the kinyan is not written in the shtar. However, it has to be dafka that a shtar was written. If there was no shtar bechlal, there was just a tzivi of a matna shchimra, and he also did a ma'isa kinyan, there Shmuel would not say that there's a chshash that the kinyan is only meant to be chal la'achar misa. And as far as how Rav and Shmuel will learn the Mishnah, so Rav, who's really difficult from the seif of the Mishnah, why don't we say over there, Arkaveya Tri Rikshi? So that's Pasha to answer. The Mishnah is talking about where there was no Kinyan written in the Shtar. As far as Shmuel, well, as we said, Lecher is difficult both from the Reisha and from the Seifa. Whether it was Shir Karka Kol Shehu or Lay Shir Karka Kol Shehu, Lecher, in either case, the din should be the Matana is Nachal, whether he gets better or he doesn't get better. And now we answer two Mahalchim, either the way Marshal learns Taisvis, the case of the Mishnah is talking about B'miyapa Es Kaychai, or as Rebbe Chon explains, which is really based on a Rosh, the case of the Mishnah is that there is no Shtar. Even though the Mishnah uses the Lashon of HaKosev, it's not talking about a shtar on the Nechosim, rather it's talking about a shtar tzavo. Now I'll go on to discuss a few other nekudos on this machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. In the sheet of Rav, who says, Arkaveya Tri Rikshi, Harei Kemat Nasbari, Harei Kemat Nashchiv Mira, Harei Kemat Nasbari Shem Omad Ini Chayzer, Harei Kemat Nashchiv Mira Shem Omar Havos Segel Pliny, Halvos Segel Pliny. Now now as Rav says that this matana has the mile of a Mat Nashchiv Mira, even in a halva, which bedarach hal cannot be given over, here it can be given over because it has the din of a matna shchiv mira. The shaila would be, what would happen in a case where he gave over a halva with this type of matna shchiv mira, which has a kinyan? Rav says it has the milas of both. However, in the end, he ended up getting better. So even though Rav says that it has a mile of a matna zbari, shem omad eini chayzer, however, what's the din as far as this halva is concerned? Because l'cher meman of shach. If we're going to say that the Makabo Matana gets the Halva because we're using the Koyach of a Matna Shchiv Mira, if so, the din should be Imam Ad Chayzer. Otherwise, we're going to use the Koyach of a Matna Zbari. As far as the Halva, however, a Matna Zbari does not work at all. You have to bedafka use a Kinyan of Maimon Shloshtan. So the Chari here, Mimon of Shach, the din should be that the Shchiv Mira should get back the Halva. So the 12 here says in the Sugyo, as well as in the Rabbein Yoino, he's also mashma like this. And this Kipshut is the Mashmois of Rashi and Ksubis Dafnan Heyamud Beis as well. At the end of the Bermaschal Matna Shchimra, they say that Einich Nami, this din, that the Matana works even on Alva because it has the Koyach of Matna Shchimra, that would only be in a case where he does end up dying. If, however, he does end up getting better, then the din will be that the Shchimra will get back the Halva. And the Pshat is, as we're explaining, since the only Koyach which could be used to be Makna this Halva is the Koyach of Matna Shchimra, and Matna Shchimra, the din is Mamad Chayzer, if we hear Mamad of Shach, we would not be able to say that the Makab Matana gets the Halva. Now, according to these Rishonim, they understand that which Rav says, Arkaveya Tri Rikshi, there really is no single Matana which has within it both Koyches, the Koych of a Matna Zbari, and the Koych of a Matna Shchiv Mira. Rather, what Rav means to say is, this person's intentions are, whatever can be Nikne Aydei Matna Zbari, he wants it to be done that way. This way, the din will be that he cannot be Chayzer if he gets better. Therefore, as far as most Nechasim are concerned, they're Chal immediately Aydei the Maisa Kinyan. However, his intentions are also that anything which cannot work b'chal ayidei matnas bari, like a halva, there he wants it to b'chal ayidei the matnas shchiv mira. In other words, each item has a separate din. Whatever can work ayidei matnas bari, that's what he wants to do. And whatever cannot work ayidei matnas bari, he wants it to be given over ayidei matnas shchiv mira. The Ksei Sechayshin discusses this point as well in Simin Reish Nun, Sif Katan Yud. He quotes the Gemara Ksubas Daf Nun Heyam and Beis, which proves, from now which Rav says, Arkaveya Tri Rikshi, that Rav holds as linan basar umdina. And the Ksei brings a kasha from the Shita Mekubetes. How do you see over here that Rav holds Azlin and Basar Umdina? The Chayr of Pshat and Rav is simply that since he gave it over with a Matna Shchiv Mira, and he also did a Maisa Kinyan, so we understand he's trying to give it both Kaychis, why would he need an Umdina over here? So the Ktais answers this by explaining that Basim, since he wanted to have a Kaych of a Matna Zbari, that he should not be able to be chayzer if he gets better. Therefore, he wants that the kinyan should be chal now already. And since he was makna all of his nechasim together, the way it would seem to work is that everything should be nikneh with the kinyan that he did right now. Still, then is that we said as far as the halva is concerned, since he knows that if it's going to be given over with a matnas bari, it's not going to be chal on the halva. Therefore, he means to exclude that the halva should not be included in that which he's being kinyan right now. The halva should still work with a matnas shchivmera. For that, you need an umdun of the Ketzai says to say palgina dibure, that he wants some things to be chal now with a matnas bari and some things to be chal later aide matnas shchivmera. But Akapam, you see from the Ketzai as well as we said. That which the Gemara says Arkevei Tri Rikshi doesn't mean that any one single item has both Kaychas in it. Just means whatever could work with the Matnas Bari, he'd rather it work that way to be Miyapa Kaycha, he should not be able to be Chayzer. Whatever cannot work with Matnas Bari, like Alva, then he'll be Makna with the Matnas Chivmera. Now, a number of contemporary Svarim, they explain another Mahalach, another way to possibly understand that which Rav says Arkevei Tri Rikshi. It does not mean to say that we have to decide on each Chayfitz how the Kinyan will work, whether it will work with the Matnas Bari or it will work with the Matnas Chivmera. Rather, it's shaykh on one specific item to have both kaychas, will have the kaych of a matnas bari and the kaych of a matnas shchiv mera. And the hezbir will be based on yisoid, which we've discussed previously a number of times already, what exactly is the reason why matnas shchiv mera, the din is im omar chayzer. Is the pshat im omar chayzer because the kinyan has not yet been chal? It's like a kinyan la'achar zman, just like if a person is makos selling la'achar shlishim yoyim, he could be chayzer, both the noisin could be chayzer and the makabel could be chayzer. Here as well, since the matnas shchivmera is only chal at la'achar miso, therefore the shchivmera could be chayzer. And halacha we pass like the sheet of Rav Nachman and Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, he could be chayzer whether he decides to keep the matana for himself. He could also be chayzer to give it to someone else. According to this tzad, the pshat is because the matana has not yet been chal, therefore he could be chayzer. The other tzad to say is that a matnas shchivmera is different than other types of kinyanim la'achar zman. We discussed previously why it would be different. We won't get into this right now. But Hakopanim, according to the second tzad, the reason why he could be chayzer is not based on the fact that it wasn't chal yet, rather it's based on an umdina. The umdina is that since he gave away all of his nechosim, or in a case where he was mitzava machmas miso, it's clear to us the only reason he gave it is because he thinks he's going to die. Therefore, there's an umdina that if eventually he gets better, he gets back his nechosim. And the same with this umdina, if he gets better, he gets it back. According to Rav Nachman, which is how we hold la halacha, included in this umdina is also that even if he does eventually die, he wants to maintain for himself the right to be chayzer. If at any point he decides to keep the nechassim for himself, or even if he decides to give the nechassim to someone else, he had in mind to maintain that right for himself. That's also included in the umdana of matnas shchivmera. Now, if we'll assume, like the tzad, that the reason why a shchivmera could be chayzer is not based on the fact that it's a kinyan la'achar zman, rather it's only based on an umdana, for whatever reason this would not fall into the category of a kinyan la'achar zman. If so, we can understand that in this case, where he gave his nechassim of matnas shchivmera and he also did a ma'aseh kinyan, Rav says, Arkevei Tri Rikshi, we can understand that what Rav means to say is that in this case there is no umdina. Meaning, Be'etzem, this is a matnas shchivmera, it has the ma'idus of a matnas shchivmera, and it's chal the same way a matnas shchivmera is chal. That which bederech chal a matnas shchivmera, you could be chayzer, as we said, is not based on the fact that it's only chal at la'achar zman, it's based on the umdina, an umdina that he wants to be able to be chayzer from the matana. In this case, where he did an extra ma'isa kinyan, it's like a matnas bari. When we say it's like a matnas bari, we just mean to say that there is no umdina, that he wants to maintain the right to be chayzer. That's what Rav means to say, that it has the ma'il of a matnas shchivmera, that it even works on a halva. And it also has the ma'il of a matnas bari, shem omar einei chayzer. Now, according to this, it would come out that even if the shchivmera gave a halva, and eventually he got better and he wants to be chayzer, we could still understand that it's sad to say that the kinyan will be chal. And the pshat is because originally we said that l'chor, you have to choose one or the other. It has to either work with a matnas bari or with a matnas shchivmera. And in this case, where he gave a halva and eventually he wants to be chayzer, the man of shtrach the matana will not be chal, if we're going to consider it like a matnas bari, so matnas bari does not work on a halva. And if we're going to consider it like a matnas shchivmera, the din is im omar chayzer. According to the way we're explaining now, be'etzem this is a matnas shchivmera, and if it could work with on halva as well. We're using the koyach of matnas shchivmera k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami, it's chal b'zman miso, and it works even on halva. Just that which we say that we have a koyach of a matnas bari just means to say that here he loses his ability to be chayzer, there is no umdina that he wants to maintain for himself that right to be chayzer. Therefore, even if what he gave was halva, and eventually he got better and he wants to be chayzer, still it will be that the matana is chal. Now, continuing on, we'll discuss a few points in the sheet of Shmuel. Firstly, and now Shmuel says, lo yadanu ma'idin bei, shem lo yigomer laknoisi elo b'shtar v'ein shtar la'achar miso. Shmuel is saying that even though be'etzem this matana could work with a matna shchimera, still by that which he went ahead and he made a kinyan, he's strong, he does not want it to work with a matna shchimera. He wants it to be chal aide the kinyan shebishtar and ein shtar la'achar miso. The Rabbi Chanan in the Kavod Shiurim Ois Tov Kuf Nun Dalid, he He quotes the Truvas Ramah in Simen Mem Ches. The Ramah says that even though Tzedakah is Niknis Ba'amira, if he says about a certain item that it should go to Tzedakah, it's already Chal, he doesn't have to do an additional Maisa Kinyan. Still the Ramah says, if he tells us that he wants to do a regular Maisa Kinyan, he doesn't want to use this Kayach of Amira, then already it's not Chal Ayidei the Amira, it's only Chal Ayidei the Maisa Kinyan. And the Ramah proves this from our Gemara. He says the same way according to the Shita of Shmuel in our Gemara, even though the Matana could have been Chal Ayidei the Chiddush of Matna Shchimra Kiksuvin Kimusurin Dami, but now that he does a Kinyan, he's showing us he doesn't want to use the Kayach of Matna Shchimra, therefore it's not going to be Chal Ayidei Amira, it will only be Chal Ayidei a Kinyan. The same will be in the case of the Tzedakah, the Ramah says, it will not be Chal Ayidei the Amira. And Rabbi Chanan over here says, there is a svar to be mechalik. The dafka by matna shchimra, there the rule is that if he's megal das, he does not want to use the kayach of a matna shchimra, the matana will not be chal ayde amira, dafka through a maisa kinyan. The pshat is because since matna shchimra is a dindra bonon, so you could say iyefshi b'takonas chachamim. We find a similar concept in the Gemara of Metzia daf yud. The Gemara there is talking about the kinyan of arba amais, midrabonon, there's a din that if a person enters within four amais of a chafis, which is hefker, he could be kinyan without any additional maisa kinyan. This is a kinyan derabanan. And the Gemara asks now, which the Mishnah says over there about Matziah Daf Yud, that if a person sees a Matziah and he falls on it, he has not yet been kinyan. If someone else comes along and grabs it away from him, the second person gets it, because falling on top of Matziah is not a form of a kinyan. And the Gemara asks, L'chair is already kinyan beforehand. As soon as he enters within four amais of the chafis, he's already kinyan. And the Gemara says, Goli daiti delenichele, by falling on it, he's showing he's not interested in being kinyan with this kinyan derabanan of arba amais. He's showing he wants to be kinyan with his nefilah, and since falling on something is not a kinyan, therefore someone else can take it away. Now the Mukesiv over there explains the reason why he's not kinyan with a kinyan of arba amos by saying leinichalei is because kinyan arba amos is a kinyan min darbonon. If it would have been a kinyan deraisa, then he would have been kinyan with a kinyan of arba amos. Since the maisa is interested in being kinyan of the schifitz, he just had in mind to be kinyan with a different kinyan. If kinyan David Amos would be kinyan deraisa, and he would not be able to say leinichalei, then the kinyan of arba amos would work. It's only because it's a kinyan darbanon, then he could say leinichalei b'takanon darbanon. I do not want this takanon darbanon to work for me. I want to be kinyan with a different form of kinyan. Then he will not be kinyan with the kinyan of arba amos. And Rabbi Chanan is saying here as well, as far as matna shchimra, that Rav Shmuel says that since he did a maisa kinyan, he's megal das. He does not want to be makna with the regular din of Divrei Shchivra Kiksuvinik and Masurin Dami. He wants to use a kinyan, and therefore there's a problem of Ein Kinyan La'achar Misa. Bachran wants to suggest maybe this is bedafka because that Divrei Shchivra Kiksuvinik and Masurin Dami is a din derabanan. He could say Iyefshi b'takanas hachamim. If however it would be a din deraisa, since Lamaisi does want to be makna this chayfitz, and he does have ability to be makna like Dehiz Amira, he wouldn't be able to say that I don't want it to be chal like Dehiz Amira, I want it to be chal dafka through a maisa kinyan. This is the kasha Rabbi Chanan asks on the Truvas HaRamah. How could the Ramah compare the case of Ergamar to the case of Tzedakah? If this is a din that Tzedakah is Chal Ayidei Amira, it's not a Takana Darabonin, it would be a din Dairaisa. Perhaps over there, even though he did a Maisa Kinyan, and his Megal Das, he does not want it to be Chal Ayidei Amira, since the Maisa there was Amira, and Midiraisa works even without an additional Maisa Kinyan, he would not be able to say that I do not want it to be Chal Ayidei Amira. I just mentioned that in the Sefer Yael Sashachar from Rav Shteinman Shlita, he adds an additional point in the Geya to this, and that is, that L'chair, even if we do find Mekairis, the Nebukyais of Mab Metziah, that in the case of a Tekana Darabanan, a person can say, Yafshi B'Tekanas Chachamim, even though he wants to be Kaina, but if he wants to be Kaina in a different way, we're not going to say that Ayidei Tekanas Chachamim is Kaina in the way that the Chachamim said. Rav Shteinman asks L'chair, in this case, where it's not that a person is trying to be Kaina for himself, rather he's trying to be Magnet to someone else, who said that in this case also we could say that Iyafshi b'takana es chachamim? Here, l'chair, since the chacham made a takana that divrei shchim rakik suvinik masurin dami, and he l'maisa wants to give over the matana, so even though he had in mind to give it over a different way, idea kinyan, why is it so pashut that over here he could say Iyafshi b'takana es chachamim? And he says, l'chair, what you have to say is, even though over here it's negate to someone else, there is a makabel who's going to lose out, but since the whole takana es chachamim in the first place is kadesh like tivter of daitai, therefore here would be pashut that it's totally in the rotzin of the noisin. If he doesn't want to use this takana darbanan of kiksuvinik and masurin dami, even though there is a makabel who will be affected by this, since the whole takana in the first place was for the benefit of the shchimra kadesh leititr of daitoy, it's possible that in this case he could say iyefshi b'takanas chachamim. Now another point to discuss over here, and that what Shmuel says, shemra leigomer laknoisei elo b'shtar ve'ein shtar l'achar miso. We mentioned in previous shurim the shita of Tosis and Gittin daf yudar amud beis. Tosis and Dibur maschal ha b'shchimra. And the Rosh over there in Gittin says this as well. They say, you say the matna shchimra, that even in the case where the Makabu matana died before the Nesein, before the shchimra, still the din is that the matana is chal, and the matana will go to the yorshim of the mekabel. The Taisa Choshen and Simin Reish Nun Sifkat and Aleph is marich about this. We know that a matna shchimra is only chal la'achar misa. Therefore, if he gets better, he could be chayzer. And if he doesn't get better, he does eventually die. If he was chayzer before he died, whether to keep it for himself or to give it to someone else, the chazara works. We also have gemaras which say that it's kiyerusha shavi rabbanon, which means it's only chal la'achar misa. Still, the Taisa says b'das Taisvis that ma'isa, if he was not chayzer and he did die, then really we consider it to have belonged to the makab matana l'mafreya from the moment of the amira. And one of the kashas which the Achrayim ask on this Taisvis, based on the way the Taisvis is explaining Taisvis, this kasha is asked by Dar Samech in Perek Tes Hilchos Schi Halacha Yud Gimel, Dibur Maschel Ulam, as well as in the Chaz Nish and Evan Ezer, Simon Ayin Dalet, Sifkot and Aleph. They ask from Ar Gemara. They say that if the way Matnas Shchimra works is that eventually when he dies, it's Chal L'mafreya, so what does Shmuel mean to say over here in Ar Sugyo, Shemr L'gomel HaKnoisei El B'shtar, Vein Shtar L'achar Misa? Shmuel is Choshesh that since he made a Maisa Kinyan, he does not want the Matan to be Chal with the regular rules of Divir Shchimra, Kesuvin, Kemusur, and Dami. But since the Maisa is a Shchimra, he wants the Kinyan Shabashtar to work Lachar Miso, and Ein Shtar Lachar Miso. But if the Maisa every Matna Shchimra is Chal L'mafreya from the moment of the Amira, here also, even if he's doing his Kinyan Al Derech HaMatna Shchimra, the Maisa is Chal L'mafreya, why should be a problem of Shtar Lachar Miso? Because of this Kasha, the Chaznish argues in the Ktais, he learns that Taisus and the Rush do not mean to say that Matna Shchimra is Chal L'mafreya. Now, they say that the din is that even if the Makabu Matana died already before the Nisin, still the Makabu gets it and passes it on to his sons. He says it's part of the Takana Sacham of a Shchimra that the Makabu could give it over to his Yerish, even though the Makabu never really was Zeichin at Mechaim. Rakapam, this is the Raif from Arsugi which the Chayim bring. You cannot say that the way Matna Shchimra works is that he's Kainan Lamafreya from the moment of the Amira. So in the Sefer Imri Moshe and Simon Lamates, Sifkot and Beis, he discusses this Nakuda, he brings this Kasha on the Ktois. And he explains that which we say over here, that Divrei Shchimra Kiksuvin Kemusurin Dami works Lachar Misa, but it goes L'mafreya from the moment of the Amira. The way this L'mafreya works, he explains, is that the Rabbanim only mechadish the concept of Dvar Kiksuvin Kemusurin Dami once already it's Lachar Misa. Now the Rabbanim say that we'll give a Kayach to his Dibor to accomplish a Kenyan. With this, Imri Moshe answers the Kasha which the Ktois asks over there in Reish Nun Sifkot and Aleph for the Gwandaf Kuf Lamed Zayin. The Gwandaf there says that even if you hold like a Rishim Ben Gamliel, in a case where a person says, Nichsei Loch Vachrecha Lepleini, he gives his Nechasim to Ruvain, and he says that after Ruvain dies, it should go to Shimon. The sheet of Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel is, Ein L'sheni Ela Masha Shaya Rishain. If the first one sold a Nechasim, and then he died, the second one does not get it. Only Nechasim which are left after the first person dies, those Nechasim will go to the second person. Agapam Dimor of there says, that if the first one is supposed to get the Matan, he gives away the Nechasim, B'matna Shchimra, and even according to Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, after the first person dies, the Nechasim will go to the Sheni, and not to the one who received it from the Shchimra. And the Gemara explains the reason is, because Matna Shchimra, Lekon Ela Lachar Miso, Ukvar Kodmo Acharecha. Since the Matana that the first one gave, as Matna Shchimra, is only Chal after he dies, and once he dies already, then there's Kadima to the Sheni, to the one who was supposed to get it, Acharecha. He'll have precedence over the one who was given it by Matna Shchimra. HaKoparim, the Ktais asks Akasha, according to the Shita of Taisus and the Rosh, the way Matna Shchimra works is that it's Chal L'mafreya. What is the Pshat in the Gemara over here in Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin? Why should the Achrecha get it over the one who received it by Matna Shchimra, even though the Makabel of the Matna Shchimra L'maisa only gets it L'achar Miso, but it's considered to be his ray from the moment of the Amira L'mafreya, so L'chor he should have Kadima over the Achrecha. And the Imam Moshe answers this Kasher by saying, that was to be Shayim on Revur, that the way Matna Shchimra works is that it's Chal L'mafreya, it has to first be Roy to be Chal at the moment at the time of Misa. And therefore, in this case of Nichsei Loch Vachrecha Lepleini, after Misa, it's not Shaykh anymore for the Shchimra to give the Matana. In other words, theoretically, if it was still possible for someone to give something away after he dies, still in this case, it would not be Shaykh because it already belonged to the Achrecha, therefore it cannot work with Matna Shchimra either. The Arush HaChacham said, Dvarav Kiksuvinikim Usurin Dami, it first has to be Roy at the time of Misa for the Kinyan to work. Then already we say, Dvarav Kiksuvinikim Usurin Dami, and we say that L'mafreya, from the moment of the Amira, it already belonged to the Mekabel. And with this, Imam Moshe also answers the kasha which the Achrayim ask from Arsugya on the Ktois. The Arush Shmuel says in Arsugya, Shemr Legomer Laknoise El Bishtar, Vein Shtar Lachar Miso, the kasha was, even if he does mean to give it over with the Kinyan the way Matna Shchimra works, why is this a problem? L'maisa L'mafreya, the Kinyan was Chal already at the time of the Amira. And Imam Moshe answers that the way this L'mafreya of Matna Shchimra works is, The first it has to be right to be chala la'achar misa, and then already we say that it's chala mafreya. If so, this is something which is unique to Shechir Mira. Part of the Takanas Chachamim, the Chiddush of Matnas Shechir Mira, is that this kinyan can work la'achar misa. Once it has the koyach to work la'achar misa, then it already can work l'mafreya. But a regular kinyan, there's no way that it can be done la'achar misa. So the Meila cannot be done in this type of l'mafreya either. This is what Shmuel means to say, Shemar le'gomer l'knoise el b'shtar ve'ein shtar la'achar misa. If he's trying to do a kinyan the way Matnas Shechir Mira works, there is no way that that could be done. Now we'll continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Pshita kosev lezeh v'kosev lezeh, hainu dech yosir avdimi omar deitiki mevatelas deitiki. Kosev v'zika lezeh, kosev v'zika lezeh, that the Gemara says is totally in the machikis Rav and Shmuel. Rav omar rishon kana, as the Rashbam explains, this is Rav l'shitosai, it's like a matnas Shechir Mira shekosev v'kinyin, it has the mile of a matnas bari, and therefore he cannot be chayzer to give the matana to someone else. And Shmuel says, Sheini Kona does not have the mile of Matnas Bari, it's a Matnas Shechir Mira, therefore he could be chosen from the first person and give it to the second person. As you see, there's a machlekes with Shein, what exactly does this mean over here? What are the two cases? The first case of Kosev Lezeh, Vekosev Lezeh, and the second case of Kosev Vezikol Lezeh, Kosev Vezikol Lezeh. The Rashbam has one Mahalach, and Tosfos has a different Mahalach. For now, we'll focus on the Mahalach of the Rashbam. The Rashbam Biur Maslo Kosev Lezeh explains, the first case is talking about where he wrote a shtar, but he never gave it over. The second case, Kosev Vezikol Lezeh, that the Rashbam explains later on, that it means he wrote the shtar and he actually gave it over. So the first case has a regular din of a Matnas Shechir Mira, where the din is Daitiki Mevatelas Daitiki, even though the Shechir Mira gave it to one person, he could be chayzer and give it to someone else. But shaking the second case, where he wrote the shtar and he gave it over as well, that's like a Matnas Shechir Mira Shekosev Bokinyin. Now firstly, Taisis, as well as the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban, they all ask on the Rashbam, what does he mean to say that the first case is that there's only a ksiva, he didn't give it over? If all the Shechir Mira did was write up a shtar and he didn't give it to anyone, that we saw in the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lam and Heyom Rebeis, Misha Meis V'Nimtzes Daitiki Kshura Yirechoi Hareza Inay Klum. If he didn't give the shtar to anyone, it was found on him at the time he died, the din is that that's not a Matna Shechir Mira Bechlal. If so, how could we say over here, Daitiki Mevatel is Daitiki, we give the Matana to the second person, we shouldn't give the matana to either one. A shtar which wasn't given over has no din of a matnas Shechir Mira. And the Dva asks further, he says, what is the second case of Kosev Vezikol Lezeh, which Rav says, Arkevei Tre Rikshi has the mile of a matnas bari? He asks that just by giving over the shtar, it doesn't prove that he wants to be makna with a kinyan, not like a regular matnas Shechir Mira. That which he gave him the shtar is only so that it should not be like the case of Daitiki Chagur Le'al Yerechoi. Writing it without giving it over is not even like a matnas Shechir Mira. Now that he did give it over, it has the status of a matnas Shechir Mira, but you don't see that he's doing anything beyond the regular kinyan of matnas Shechir Mira. You don't see that he wants it to be chal only idea kinyan. So the Shainim answers for the Shita of the Rashbam. They say the case of the Gemara is talking about where he said clearly in front of Edim that I want my nechosim to go to Pliny. In other words, it was a regular amira of a matnas Shechir Mira. And additionally, he also wrote it b'ksav. So in the ratio where he only wrote it, he did not give it over, it has the status of a classic matnas Shechir Mira. The din is that if he gave it to one person, afterwards he was chayzer, he could give it to someone else. That's the din of daitiki mevatelas daitiki. Shaking in the second case, where besides telling him in front of Edom that he wants the nechosim to go to Pliny, he also wrote up a shtar and gave it to them. Here, this is really like matnas Shechir Mira shekosev b'kinyan, where Rav holds arkevei trei rikshi. And the chayr, what Rav means to say is that since he wrote up a shtar and he gave it, even though the shtar b'etzim is written as a shtar raya, as the Rashbam explains, and dibur masal kosev v'zika lozeh, still the din is that if one gives over a shtar raya, it can also accomplish a kinyan. So over here, besides the amira of a matnas Shechir Mira, he also gave over a shtar which could be used as a shtar kinyan. Therefore, Rav says it has the ma'ilus of a matnas bari also, and it cannot be chayzer. Now Shmuel argues in Rav, and Shmuel holds Hasheni kono, as Gemara explains, because according to Shmuel, has the status of a matnas Shechir Mira, he doesn't hold of arkevei trei rikshi. Now the obvious question over here is, if this case is similar to the case of matnas Shechir Mira shekosev b'kinyan and Rav and Shmuel adlushi tosam, so why is it then that according to Shmuel, the matana is chal to the second person, the chayr should not be chal at all? So the Rashbam and Dibur Maschal Avol Bahach, he touches upon this point, and he says the Loshen, this is according to the gifts of the Bach, that in this case, en kan lo yipay koyach derav, v'lo yiruas koyach de Shmuel. In this case, where he did not actually do a separate maisa kinyan, there was no kinyan sudar done, what he did extra was that he wrote a shtar and he gave over the shtar. Here you would not have the yiruas koyach of Shmuel. You will not say that Shemar legomer laknaisa el b'shtar ve'in shtar la'achar miso. That you only say when he did a ma'isa kinyan. There were chayshet that his intentions are that it should not be chal with his amira alone. It should be chal with the ma'isa kinyan. And were chayshet that his intentions are that this ma'isa kinyan should be chal la'achar miso. And the pshat is because since over here, even if his intentions were to give it over with a mirror alone as a regular matnas shchiv mira, it would still make sense why he would want to write it by shtar and give it over to serve as a shtar raya. So this writing and giving over is not enough to prove to us that he's rejecting the regular din of shchiv mira, the dvar of kiksuv and kemusur and dami. Therefore, this kinyan can definitely be chal as a matnas shchiv mira. The whole machlokes between Rav and Shmuel over here is, do we say akavei chay rachshi, that he means to add an additional kayach that should work as a matnas bari as well. And this is what the Gemara means to say. Behemshach, ikamar baha, baha kamar Rav b'shem dekonamine, av baha delay konamine im emoidelay l'shmuel. The Gemara says, why is this an added chiddush in the sheet of Rav? We know already that Rav says the din of arkavei atrei yachshi. And the Gemara answers that maybe that's only when you did a separate ma'ase kenyan mashenkin in this case. And the pshat obilachar, like we're saying now, this svara, the fact that over here he wrote a shtar and gave it over, it's not the same as if he did a separate ma'ase kenyan, even though b'etzim the shtar itself could work as the kenyan, but it's not a proof that he's trying to add anything extra, that there's a yipui koyach over here. Maybe all he's doing is, he's being samech on the divrei shchiv like a ksuvin k'musurin dami, he's just giving the shtar over as a raya, and that Rav tells us that still, we do assume that he means to give an extra koyach over here, to be arkevei atrei rikshi, and therefore it could be chal as a matnas bari. Then the Gemara goes even further, and the Gemara says that even midas Shmuel, it would have been a tzad to say that here he's mugged to Rav, that arkevei atrei rikshi, the pshat will be that since he's not showing that he's negating the regular matnas shchiv mira, by writing up a shtar and giving it, as we explained, he's not showing that he doesn't want to use divrei shchiv like a ksuvin k'musurin dami. Maybe here already he'll be maskim to Rav that the writing of the shtar can serve as a yipay koyach legabi the din of arkevei atrei rikshi to show us that he wants to give the ability for it to be chal either as a matnas shchiv mira or as a matnas bari. Kamash Mon, and that the Gemara says that Shmuel does not go so far. So even on this case, he does not say shemur legomer laknoisa el b'shtar vein shtar la'achar misa. As we explained, he's not chayshish that the shchiv mira is rejecting the koyach of ksuvin k'musurin dami. But we also don't go the other way and say that he's trying to be miyapek koyach to give the additional koyach as a matnas bari.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.